Okay, so before you freak the fuck out about all the embryology here, you do not need to know every minutia detail for the step one. You need to know a few key high yield points, okay? Highest yield ones being what the third and fourth pharyngeal pouches become. You might be like, what the fuck is a pouch? If you have an anatomic structure derived from a pouch, pouch refers to endoderm, okay? So that structure would be derived from endoderm. If you have a structure derived from a pharyngeal arch, that means it's derived from mesoderm. And if you have an anatomic structure derived from a pharyngeal cleft, also known as groove, it means it's derived from ectoderm. So you need to know that the third and fourth pharyngeal pouches, okay, or I should say the third pharyngeal pouch, that is going to become the thymus and the two inferior parathyroid glands, whereas the fourth pharyngeal pouch becomes the two superior parathyroid glands. So easy way to remember this is that the third pharyngeal pouch, three, okay, three, it's a triangle. So the thymus and the two inferior parathyroid glands, they form a triangle. So they're the ones that are the third pouch. Whereas the two superior parathyroid glands, they're therefore the fourth pouch. So the USMLE will, or I should just say, so clearly the answer is choice A here, abnormal migration of endoderm from the third pharyngeal pouch. It's the only one that makes sense. Whereas wrong answer, choice D, fourth pharyngeal pouch, that would clearly refer to the superior parathyroid glands. But this is what the USMLE will do. They'll give you a scenario. They might say, someone has a parathyroid adenoma of, like, let's say the right superior parathyroid gland. And the answer would just be, okay, that's derived from fourth pouch. Whereas in this question, it was one of the inferior parathyroid glands, so we know it's third pouch. So now you know the important distinction. Another high yield point is knowing DeGeorge syndrome is agenesis of both the third and fourth pharyngeal pouches. So they get absent thymus, they have T cell deficiency, and they also, because of the absent parathyroid glands, they're going to have hypocalcemia. Okay, that's DeGeorge syndrome. So students will often memorize third and fourth pouches as DeGeorge syndrome, but then they forget which structures are actually the third versus the fourth pouches. Now, you actually do not need to know what the arches become. I don't really want to waste your time. I mean, just tangentially, you could know that third pharyngeal pouch, or sorry, that the third pharyngeal arch becomes greater horn of hyoid and stylopharyngeus, whereas the fourth pharyngeal arch becomes the cricothyroid and most pharyngeal constrictor muscles. Once again, don't really want to waste your time on details that are not going to show up with high yieldness. So I just want you to take home the point once again. The thymus and the two inferior parathyroid glands, that is going to be the third pharyngeal pouch, whereas the two superior parathyroid glands, the fourth pharyngeal pouch. Okay, that's it.